Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN on this Thursday morning, meaning one day away from your weekend. Brady Bowman with you here with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce Economic Development Director Trent Armbrust and also VP of Community Development John Pagan in the studios this morning. As always, phone lines are open. If you have any questions, comments, want to get involved in the conversation, 785-537-1350 is the number to call. In the previous segment, John, you're talking about some of the workforce development sort of things, entrepreneurial sort of things, and Trent, you're looking at a lot of programs that try and foster those things.
Yeah, Brady, entrepreneurial ecosystem. So all the programs, all the activities that involve entrepreneurial efforts is an area that we've worked on lately. And really the last 3 years, we've spent a lot of time on this. And one of the areas that we've worked on is youth entrepreneurship. And we've had partnered with the K-State Research and Extension Office in Riley County. John Jobe has taken the lead on that for them. And we've worked on a youth entrepreneurship challenge where we work through the schools, but also not through the schools. Homeschooled students have participated to encourage them to think about starting a business. And then through that process, they write a short business plan. They develop a small pitch and then also some sort of display that explains their business. And we had that youth entrepreneurship challenge in March, at the beginning of March. And next week is the state championship where the winners of each of their county entrepreneurship challenges then come and meet together. And K-State gets to host it this year, so it's next week. And it's, I forget how many participants right now, but they'll all come to Manhattan and they'll all compete again for the prize of state champion. Last year, the Riley County winner got fourth in state, and she will be back again this year to compete representing Riley County, but also competing for the state top prize. So youth entrepreneurship, it's something that we're trying to work with the schools on, but also encouraging students through various organizations to think about starting a business. And then also, you know, we have lots of great entrepreneurs in this community. And how do we partner those entrepreneurs with not only the students, but anybody else that was interested in starting a business. So very excited about the progress we've made there. We're going to have the Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge again next spring. And anybody that's interested can get a hold of Riley County Extension or the Chamber, and we'll be happy to provide them information.
That project, is it going to be the same project as last year for this year for the Riley County representative?
She actually has Bridget Stanton is her name. And she has actually expanded her business, grew from what the comments that she got last year. And so we were very excited to have her back again this year. And she won the Riley County Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge again this year because of the advancements that she made in her business.
And what was that business? What did it entail?
It's a marketing service. She particularly focused on equine events, agriculture, links like that. But she also, through the Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge last year, got some work from some of the community members that walk through the event. And so she's kind of spread that out a little bit, but really her focus is equine events.
And really an example of how these sort of programs can help springboard
absolutely
a lot of things.
And that's the whole idea is, you know, it's not so much that they start a business that is going to be some great success someday, but it's really that learning process of going through and starting a business. What do you need to think about as you grow a business? You have to think about, you know, do I need to hire somebody else? You know, what are my costs of investing in the equipment that I need to do the job? Marketing, that's one area that a lot of smaller and entrepreneurial businesses struggle with, is how much money do I spend on marketing my new business? How do I get the word out there that I exist? Who do I need to go talk to for help on accounting? If you do bring on an employee, human resources. So all those elements of running a business, when you're an entrepreneur, you've got to start to learn all of that, and therefore we need to help provide the resources to help them navigate those waters at times.
And I'm sure it's a joy to work with youth and I imagine mostly high school students. Well,
the Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge is focused on high school, so 9th through 12th grade. Their energy is so contagious. It's really amazing to be around the excitement that they have for what they're doing. And then also just the reward of seeing them learn as they go and get that feedback and kind of you see those aha moments as you're working with the youth.
And I'm sure that's just a part of kind of the entrepreneurial spirit, right?
Cause absolutely.
Especially for these high school kids where pretty much a lot of their life is kind of dictated on exactly everything they have to do all the time. When you're right. Thinking about college, you got your class schedule, you got all this basically this list of demands that you got to do kind of every day when you're thinking about things in an entrepreneurial way. It really does kind of open the mind, because it is all up to you, and the only rules you're putting on yourself is really yourself.
Right, exactly right. And it sparks creativity, sparks that freedom to think differently. And so we're very excited about that effort. And again, we're excited that K-State has partnered with the Network Kansas Group, which is just the statewide organization to host the state championship here in Manhattan. Also in the entrepreneurial efforts, we've had 1 Million Cups. 1 Million Cups is an program that started with the Kauffman Foundation out of Kansas City. The Kauffman Foundation works on entrepreneurial efforts. They often use Kansas City as their testbed, since that's their home base. And there are over 150 communities that now host 1 Million Cups. And you ask, what is 1 Million Cups? They call it caffeinating entrepreneurship. It's really a discussion with entrepreneurs in Manhattan on a monthly basis. And so the format of our event, it's the first Wednesday of every month. It's at the Wareham down on Points Avenue. It's from 8 to 9 a.m. and it's free to attend. Coffee is there. It's where the 1 Million Cups come in, so we provide the coffee. And we have two entrepreneurs tell their story, and they have 6 minutes to tell their story. So the entrepreneur will come in, they'll explain what their business is, what problem they're trying to solve, and then they'll kind of say, you know, here's where I'm at, and these are some of my next steps or some of my challenges. The audience then has the opportunity to provide feedback to that entrepreneur or ask questions of that entrepreneur. And so it's really a learning and an exchange of information between the audience and the entrepreneur. We've had tremendous success with this. We started in November, and in February we had 70 attendees, and then in March we had 90, and then we had 70 again in April. And so we're looking forward to our May event, which will be, again, that first Wednesday of every month from 8 to 9 a.m. at the Wareham. No registration required, and it's open to the community, and we encourage the dialogue between entrepreneurs, each other and the audience, but then also just that feedback that we get in exchange of ideas. So again, encouraging entrepreneurship, encouraging that creative mindset, and really excited to see some of the businesses that have come forward and pitched so far.
Brady Bowman here with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce Economic Development Director Trent Armbrust, also got VP of Community Development John Pagan in the studio this morning. Again, if you want to get involved in the conversation, give us a call, 785-537-1350, and just kind of looking at some of the notes that Lyle gave all of us. Normally Lyle Butler in the studio, but a little schedule conflict. So we're in the bullpen, better bullpen than the Royals right now. I think we'd agree. Some other things listed, some new buildings going up in the Manhattan Business Park.
Yeah, Barry, there are two buildings that are under construction right now. One is the Pioneer Seed Building, which is really a consolidation of many of their efforts that were in Manhattan. They're still going to have the Pioneer Research Facility that's next to GTM Sportswear. They had other facilities in Manhattan. This is a consolidation of those so they can operate more efficiently. And we're excited about the investment because that also means they're going to stay here longer term. And so that's out in the Manhattan Business Park. That facility, you'll see the steel is up in the air, and we're anticipating a fall opening of that. Also, Kansas Gas is moving out to the Manhattan Business Park. They're going to build a new 18,000 square foot facility. And they're currently co-located with Westar Energy right behind Home Depot. And that facility they've been co-located for a long time. They are separate companies, but they've also both outgrown that facility. So one of the two of them needed to leave that facility. Kansas Gas chose to go out to the Manhattan Business Park, build a new facility, build a new yard, and actually we'll see some growth of their staff once they move out there.
Growth being the key word, and that's
growth
what you want to hear,
growth is
the
key
right?
word. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for that investment, that growth, that continued investment in Manhattan. We talk about also earlier about businesses opening, and one of the things that we need to talk about is that continued investment in our community and even redevelopment. So you look at examples of Hayden Orthodontics. We just did the ribbon cutting for them. They're down on Humboldt Street. They took a facility, they totally gutted it, and then opened a brand new spectacular orthodontic facility on Humboldt. And that's the type of reinvestment in our community that we need to keep it vibrant and growing. Also, it's been in the news lately is Ward Morgan's opening a car museum out in Plaza West, taking a grocery store, converting that into a car museum. So again, that redevelopment, but also both of those entrepreneurial mindsets of starting their own businesses, growing those businesses, invest and continue to invest in their businesses, and also new ventures, and also the community.
And I'm pretty excited about that car museum, being kind of a little bit of a car guy myself, or a little bit of car nut. If he has like a Back to the Future DeLorean that he's going to put in there at some point, I'm there.
You're there because he has a DeLorean.
He does have a DeLorean?
He has a DeLorean.
Oh. Need to see if we can do like a little test drive or something like that.
You know,
maybe he can Uber with that. I know he Ubers.
He does Uber. Maybe you could request an Uber and a DeLorean.
Dave, do you have some?
I've got his phone number.
Oh, okay. I'll have to remember that.
I honestly think I'm more interested in the hot air balloon that he's got, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I've heard about that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a big balloon.
It is.
It's gigantic.
Yeah, but, you know, you got to admit, what Ward has been doing for this community is just over and beyond. It's just amazing. Absolutely. The impact that he's making here. And kudos to him. I'm excited about that museum. I think he is, too.
He's very excited. And
maybe more so than his wife.
I would probably agree with that. But, Dave, you know, your point of what Ward's invested in the community, it's an example of that entrepreneurial spirit and that success that entrepreneurial efforts can lead to. And that's really, if you look at a lot of the businesses in this community, they were because of entrepreneurs who started businesses and have grown those businesses in Manhattan. That's what's made Manhattan great.
Well, you know, you look at Jack Goldstein, mm-hmm. you have Bob DeBryan, I mean, Dave Dreiling.
Manco Windows.
I mean, early entrepreneurs. I mean, there's a ton of them.
And started small.
A ton of them.
They started small.
Yeah.
They've all had their struggles, but they've made it through and they've been successful. And really the question for Manhattan is, who's the next entrepreneur?
Who is next?
What's going to be the next step? And that's why we're building this entrepreneurial ecosystem, to support those next generations of entrepreneurs who are going to make Manhattan great.
And you see how smooth he made that transition?
Very good. This guy's a pro. And especially when you have so many good examples to look at, it makes it even easier. Let's go ahead and take our second break. We'll come back and talk more Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air.